On the panel at the McGlowan Theater uptown were Mayor Vi Lyles, the first African-American woman to hold the job, City Manager Marcus Jones, Police Chief Kerr Putney, and District Attorney Spencer Merriweather. Co-host Mike Collins asked if they had thought about how being African-American leaders affects their work. He turned to Lyles and Putney first.
Yes, it does shape my thinking. But it's not just my thinking as a black woman. It's my thinking about what do we want our future to be. And you said in an inclusive community. And I believe that inclusive communities can only be shaped when you know your history and you deal with it up front and forthrightly.
Does your being African American give you some special lens into that world?
I don't know that it really gives me a special lens, but I think there is some additional pressure. I think there are some additional expectations.
Being an African American in a leadership role is something D.A. Spencer Merriweather says he thinks about every day. He says he feels a responsibility to make sure all people are heard.
I come from a history and a perspective of people who have been cut off and have not had influence and have felt disempowered. And so I know that given this opportunity, I have a responsibility to empower people, not just black people.
That theme of responsibilities that come with black leadership ran throughout the hour-long conversation. Co-host Glenn Birkins of QCityMetro.com wanted to know if there were challenges, too. Jones said he felt welcome when he moved his family to Charlotte a year ago to take the job of city manager. He noted that the audience at the McGlowan Theater was diverse and said there's a feeling of inclusion in the city. But he warned that many don't feel it, especially as Charlotte grows.
We have to remember that there are 850,000 folks that call Charlotte home. And there needs to be opportunity for everyone.
The question is how to make that happen. Lyles and Putney both said responsibility extends across the city, not just on a few black leaders in the halls of power.
Yes, you can have all of these folks up here in appointed or elected political positions. But to me, inclusivity means that when you look at the business community, you see people of color, you see women on boards, you see people in a position of being able to have jobs and influence jobs.
To say you're going to lay it at the leadership's feet who happen to be black, African-American, I think is short-sighted. What I think we should be talking about is not just government, but what a business is going to do. And right, what are you going to do to share the access that you have around social capital so people can have that inclusivity, they can have that opportunity?
Putney said some businesses have stepped up to help fund summer youth employment programs, but he wants to see those expand. The four leaders agreed that jobs and economic opportunity are certainly part of the equation, but there's plenty more. Merriweather pledged to eliminate fees for a diversion program in his office to keep people out of jail, and he talked about another to help felons clear their records so they can more easily find jobs and housing. Lyles said the city needs to do more to make sure existing affordable housing isn't lost to renovation or development, and the city must do more to develop new affordable housing, too. She said the city missed an opportunity when planning the Blue Line light rail.
We didn't do enough to make sure that the apartments along included enough affordable housing.
Lyles said people can help by voting, as they have every 2 years, for more money for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, which goes to build or renovate affordable units. The program was followed by 30 minutes of audience questions and comments. They included complaints about police harassment, ways to eliminate fear among immigrants and those here illegally, and a plea for improved mental health services. Charlotte resident David Butler asked Jones how the city can build diversity and inclusivity in decision-making about solving the city's problems.
So what things are you guys doing within your department specifically to make sure that we're have a diverse way of thinking about solving these issues instead of thinking about them from a regular systemic perspective?
Jones replied that the city has begun changing the way it does things. Instead of listening to residents' complaints about city services at city council meetings, department leaders have started going into the community to gather feedback. WFAE's public conversation, Building an Inclusive City, will air again on Charlotte Talks next Tuesday morning at 9, and it's available on our website at wfae.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.